A town meeting was recently held in New Waterford to discuss the impact of drugs on the community. One topic discussed at the meeting was drug users coming from other communities into New Waterford, particularly from areas in the CBRM's north side. Now a Cape Breton Regional Municipality councillor who represents the north side is commenting and sharing his thoughts on the impact of drugs in both communities. District 1 councillor Gordon McDonald is sharing his feelings on a wide range of topics surrounding the drug issue.
First off, just get your like general thoughts on how you thought the meeting went, what was said. You were there, so how do you think it went?
Well, the meeting on the Waterford, it certainly made people aware just how bad issues are in that community. They made some very valid points. For me, I've been speaking about drug addiction now for about 25 years, and how things were progressing then to the point where it's at now. The fact that everybody came out in the community shows that the whole community is affected right now. The only concerns that I have, and I think it's right that the police step up, the community steps up, is that when they start addressing this issue in the capacity that it has to be addressed, where are these people going to end up? Are they just going to end up over in Sydney Mines? Are they going to end up in George Street? Are they going to end up out in East Bay? Like, there's got to be a solution to the problem, not a Band-Aid fix for the community. It's a problem. It's a community problem. And if they move it out into Waterford, like, they need to get it addressed. When I left, my thoughts on the way home were, where are they going to end up? Because it seems like they started out somewhere and they all transitioned towards New Waterford.
Right.
And now we're pressing the situation over there to make that community safe, which has to be done. Where are these people going? They're going somewhere. If it's another community, to cause the same havoc. Other than that, I think the community's right on the money when it comes to what their concerns are. And it's why you have to be very, very conscientious of when you are approving areas, locations for people with addictions. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be enough that there's supports there for everybody, not mm-hmm. just the addicts.
For sure, yeah. And I wanted to talk a little bit more, yeah, about that people coming in, because there was a lot of talk about people coming from outside the community and from other parts of the community. People, I know somebody mentioned the north side, but so how are you feeling about those comments that, if you want to tell me a little bit more about how you're feeling about those comments that were made about people coming from other communities?
Well, the folks are talking about from other communities, and then with the reference to the north side, it's true. I know the people that they are referring to, they were in Sydney Mines prior to this. Those individuals were in housing, from what I understand. Well, from what I know, they lost that, and they ended up having to leave, and they ended up over that way. I believe it was some kind of support house, maybe, or supportive housing. I'm not sure, but I don't believe these people weren't necessarily put on a bus and sent to New Waterford. Okay. There was some issues of people. That I had heard that people were being sent from other areas. You know, from Halifax and stuff, but mm-hmm. I ask people. I'm not afraid of an addict. So you know, sometimes when they're panhandling or something, you want to give them a dollar or two. You talk to them, and you know, a lot of them just come here on their own. They hear stories as well out on the streets and in the other towns and cities that you know Cape Breton is more offering. They're more but. Are they being shipped down by community service? I don't know if that's a fact or not.
Yeah, so considering all of that, and after how you saw things go at this meeting, are you maybe thinking about having one out in your area?
Well, we already did, Jacob. We already had a little meeting out here right after the robberies and stuff were starting. The City Mines, my district my district in Sydney Mines is pretty. It's not far from New Waterford. New Waterford's carrying the statistic, but we're second, I would say, in Cape Breton when it comes to what Darren was talking about, the high percentage of needle use. So, you know, I had my concerns for my own district, and we also had a community meeting back, I believe it was in February. I believe it was February anyway.
Okay.
Regarding the pressures from the armed robberies and the drug use that we were having over here. So, yeah, it's, I think some of the other counselors, I think Dave McKeegan probably, I think he had a community meeting as well. The issue is that New Waterford is hot right now. New Waterford is the focal point of all the drugs that are happening, and they have a big problem because right now there is a large contingent of addicts over in that area.
Right.
And but it, just taking them, putting them in jail, that ain't the solution. That's just going to make them worse.
Right.
Because that gives them no. Because if you charge them, Jacob, then all of a sudden you've taken away any opportunities for them in the future.
It'll be, for sure.
Like it becomes a domino effect because you know, like if you charge them once, well, you take their license off them, well, then they can't drive, and then they, when they're trying to get their head back in space, now they have no license, they got no insurance, and now their depression gets down, and then the attempt to recover falls apart because they have nothing to get to where they need to go to get the better. They're already starting
on a hard foot coming out of a situation like that, and then it's just getting harder and harder. So,
yep, and that's what has happened. And it, you know, for me, and I've learned over the years, addiction is not a criminal activity; it's a medical condition,
mm-hmm.
and it's. I know it's bad, but I know people. Most people don't want to be in the situation they're in. Most of them are good people. The drugs will turn them into something that no person should ever be. I've seen it. I watched it. I know some great people that are sober. But the minute they add any of that narcotics or any of the opioids or anything like that, it's a Jekyll and Hyde effect. And they would...
Oh, yeah.
I compare it to, as some addicts will tell me, it's like, Gord, if you were starving and you've seen an opportunity to be able to get a piece of bread, you're going to take whatever opportunity you get that piece of bread.
Yeah.
And that's what an addict is. They're starving for the next fix.
Absolutely.
And that's what happens.
Yep. I mean, like, it's something I think everybody around here, like, I could talk about family, friends, like, you know, everybody's got a story of somebody around here. It's a problem that's been going on. And Darren brought it up in the meeting, you know, it's been going on for decades now. It's just that it's kind of like intensified in, I want to say, the last 10 years or so.
Well, just let's say it hasn't stopped since the Oxycontin days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not the Oxycontins today. It's the cocaine, it's the crack, and it's what other pills they can crush up and stick in their arms or up their nose.
Right. Did you have any other feelings on the meeting or anything else to mention?
Other than the fact it was a good meeting, I thought the temper in the room was maintained really consistent considering the kind of issues that these people are dealing with. Those people that are talking and you feel their passion, that's the way they actually are living. That's mm-hmm. that's an absolute truth. There's no prettying that up. That's the truth they live every single day because of the people that are around them.
Yeah.
And I feel my heart breaks for these people because I've seen it from my own side of the world. I've seen how people live like that. And you can't live safely in your own home. That's a very, very sad day.
Absolutely. Well, Gordon, I really appreciate you chatting with me. It's always great to hear from you.
No problem, Jacob. Good talking to you too, buddy.
This has been a conversation with Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 1 Councillor Gordon McDonald about comments made at the recent New Waterford meeting to address the impact of drugs in the community. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.